Paula Jarvis. Paula was in California. She's from Manny, but she was in California. She had been out there, and she had been riding a horse, and the horse reared up and threw her off, and she broke her back. Now then, she's laying in a hospital, and Beth from down there in Manny, she gave me a cell phone that night and asked me if I'd call Paula and pray for her on the phone, and I did, and God instantly, miraculously healed Paula Jarvis right there, of a broken back. And when I called her the other day to ask her if she would be willing to go with me and we make a copy of her story, she said, I would be happy to, but Thurman, you called in the perfect time. She said, I've just got back from Israel and I broke two bones in my foot. And I'm in terrible pain. I said, boy, they ain't never lacked for prayer around this place, is there? So I said, have you got all your sins repented of? Because, see, she stepped into some kind of sin. Well, she wouldn't have broken those two bones if she hadn't. So she repented of all of her sins. I prayed the prayer of faith for her. And I said, now then, do you believe? She said, yes. I said, okay, then just stand up and walk and begin to thank God for your healing. This is hard for people to grasp. But Thurman, the bones are broken. I said, they were broken. But after prayer, they're not broken. She put her foot down, and she said, well, there is no pain. And she stood up, and she walked around the room with her phone. She said, hey, there is no pain. I said, well, praise God, I'm healed. And so I said, now then, are you going to be able to go with me Friday week? She said, yes. I said, now you'll have two testimonies, won't you? We'll talk about your back and your foot. And, of course, then Norma, she had Parkinson's and lupus, and she was instantly healed that night of both of those. And then, of course, Johnny Brumfield, the man, the only man out of the bunch, Johnny was the man that had a tree fall across a tractor that he was driving, and it crushed both of his legs. And they finally got the big tree, he said the tree was this big around. It fell on a tractor and crushed him under it and crushed both of his legs. They got the tree off of him finally with a crane and then took him to the doctor, and they done surgery on his legs, put steel pins in his legs, done all kinds of things, but his knees were beyond repair. They said, you'll never walk again. And so for 21 months, he had never walked again. Well, that night when I was down there, I had the privilege. He was sitting like where Bill is right here with steel braces from his hips to his waist to his ankles, and his legs were straight. They couldn't be bent. I walked over and I told him, I said, you know, Jesus made you in a promise. I said, this is the promise he made. I said, first of all, are you a Christian? He said, yes, sir, I'm a Christian. I'm a Southern Baptist and I believe God. I said, well, good. We're fixing to find out. I said, Jesus made us an awesome promise in Mark 11:23. Now, I want us to see this faith stuff that we're talking about here. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But let's look at Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now then, are you a whosoever? Do you meet God's criteria? Yes, I felt like I did. Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Uh-oh, there's the kicker. Do we doubt? You mean you think God's going to do this for you? You can't tell God what to do. No, he told me what to do, didn't he? But many of us won't believe. We won't believe. And that's where so many people said, Thurman, you're telling God what to do. No, I'm just doing what he told me to do. He told me to speak to the mountain and commanded. Then if you don't doubt, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, is that an awesome statement? Is that from God? Is he big enough to make that come to pass? So I walked over and I said, sir, do you believe that verse? I quoted that to him. He said, that's written in God's Word. I'm a Baptist. I believe it. Now, I said, okay. So I knelt down in front of him, laid my hands on him, crushed knees. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, give him two new knees. Thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. I said, now, sir, you got two new knees. Now, what did Jesus say I could have? What did he say I could have? Whatever I say, if I can believe with my heart, do I believe God can give him two new knees? I believe he can. Yes, I believe he can. I believe he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that. But anyway, after I prayed, I said, it's done. You know, now don't take 30 minutes to pray. I didn't beg or plead. I did exactly what God said. It took, how long did that take? A half a minute? I said, now, then you believe that? He said, I do. I said, good, take that seal off and let's stand up and walk. Now, he's got to do something. You can only imagine. But, sir, I crushed those legs 21 months ago. God, I don't know, you reckon he can really fix this? You know, the doctor said, I ain't never going to walk again. But see, he didn't go there. But see, that's where we try to go, right? But Thurman, you don't understand. My knees were crushed by a tree this big. The doctor said it's impossible. I ain't never going to be able to walk again. So then what'd you come to a healing school for? And if you believe you ain't never going to be able to walk, why'd you just stay home? But he said, no, if it's written in that book, I believe it. I said, good, it's done. I said, take that seal off and let's stand up and walk. He started unstrapping that stuff and throw it all on the floor. I said, all right, bend them legs. He pulled them knees up under him. I reached up and grabbed him by the hand. I said, stand up and walk in the name of Jesus. I thought about Jesus. I thought about Peter and John, you know, in the temple. He said, money I don't have, but I got something a whole lot better than money. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And you talk about faith? He had faith. He had big glasses full of that stuff. Peter did. Praise the Lord. I mean, he didn't have a thimble full. He had a big glass. He probably had a crock pot full of that stuff, you know. Good stuff to have. And I reached down and grabbed Johnny, and I started to pick him up. Oh, he said, sorry, it hurts. I said, I know that devil's going to make it hurt, but don't you believe him. I said, come on up. I jerked him up, and he stood up. I said, come on, take a step. Just one step. I said, come on. I took the third step, and I said, you're on your own. You can walk good. He comes up here and walks around this podium three times, and he breaks right down that aisle, runs out the door screaming, God is awesome. And he is, isn't he? He's awesome. So we're going to take him out there with us, and those are the testimonies, the next four or five that's going to be on GLC. Now, we've been having several people lately. If you've been watching us lately on GLC, you probably have seen some of these because we've just started doing this. And by the time we get those done, we'll have about 17 or 18 of those done. And when we get those done, then I'm going to have Phil put all of those on one DVD. So you will be able to get this DVD that has all about 17 of those 30-minute shows of all these different people and their testimonies on there. And, of course, before it's all over, I'm going to take Randy out there. And then I've already got four or five other people from the area here. So the next time we go, I'm going to try to make arrangements with these other people and take four or five more. Because Randy's got an awesome testimony. You know, I mean, that's an awesome testimony. People need to realize that, hey, if you have epilepsy, there's a sin behind your life and probably a bunch of sins behind your life. But if you will repent, how many of your iniquities will the Lord forgive, Randy? Hey, we understand that, don't we? We may not be able to read PhD language, but we can understand all, can't we? Even I can understand all. He forgives all of my iniquities and then he heals all of my diseases. And you're a recipient of that, aren't you? The last 2 years of your life has been a little better than the last first 26, hasn't it? A lot better. What does sin bring forth? Sin brings forth? Sin brings forth death. And that's written all over the book. And we just keep going out and sinning, don't we? Not realizing that sin brings forth death. Woo! So, wow. So anyway, he forgives all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. Now that we might just read the rest of that benefit package while we're there, let's go to verse 4 and see. He forgives all of our iniquities, heals all of our diseases, and he redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So why should any Christian get old and tired and wore out? I mean, we're going to bring on the appearance of age, but we don't have to be wore out and in a wheelchair, do we? Absolutely not. I mean, we can still be young and vibrant because he renews our youth like the eagles. So if, you know, you have, do you know that God is a faith God?
Yes.
Hebrews 11:6. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6 and see what you can do without faith. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it's what? Do you think that means what it says? But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So, do you want to please Him? So then you're going to have to develop your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. See, so many people are like I was most of my life. They didn't understand these principles. They didn't understand this book means what it says. You know, I carried that book to church all those years. I never got to see God do a miracle. I never got to see Him do a healing because I didn't believe He would. You know, I believed He could, but I certainly didn't know how to get Him to do them. That's for sure. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is. Must believe that He is. That He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So diligently seeking God means going to church 1 hour on Sunday and watching TV 40 hours a week. Oh, you don't agree with that, huh, brother?
Mine got cut off.
Mine did too, years ago. When I learned these principles, I turned off my TV. You know, when you think about diligently seeking God, to me, that kind of reminds me of a married man and woman before they get married. Before they get married, you know, they're going together, they're in love, you know, they want to be together, they want to be kissing or touching or something, they just can't get enough of each other. And then they get married and they go off on a week-long honeymoon. And they come back at the end of that week, and the guy says, well, honey, I've got to go back to work. So he goes down to the office, and he don't call her all day. He don't come home that night. Don't call her the next day. Now, only a week, you know, it was on Sunday. They come home, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, he worked all week long, never called, didn't come home or nothing. And next Sunday, Saturday night, he walks in the house and she says, where in the world have you been?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.